Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go, Red Sox in Houston, live from Minute Maid Park. We're here. We're doing podcasts, we're doing interviews for you, and we want to give a huge shout out and thanks to New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass. For their ALCS support. That's American League Championship support. Recovery is possible. Please visit newenglandrecoverycenter.org. And like I said, boots on the ground. We're going to have all types of analysis, discussion, myself, Rob Bradford, along with Lou Maloney. And we're going to kick things off, though. I got a chance to catch up with one of the stars of the postseason for the Red Sox, Tanner Houck. And it was a great conversation and really took a turn toward something that not only didn't I expect, but something that Tanner didn't expect. It's pretty good. Listen up. Tanner Houck, getting ready for the postseason. Is it what you expected? Like the other day when I talked to you, it was a wave of emotions. You've had a couple days to rest a little bit. Now we're sitting on the Houston field. Thoughts?
I mean, same thing. When you're living out your dream every day and getting to live in these moments that, as a kid, like you only dream about, you remember watching on TV, it's definitely an emotional thing to say, like, I'm living my dream. But to be here with these guys, it's all excitement. It truly it is. And I love this team, and it's been an absolute honor to be here with them for this ride, because a lot of people at the beginning count us out and just go out there and come together as a team and just do what we've done this year. It's all blessings.
Did the plane ride down here feel different?
No. I think it was very lighthearted. I think as a team, we're just being ourselves and playing Red Sox baseball, and that's all you can ask for, being in this stage of the game. It's no different than game 10 of the year and game 175 or whatever it is. So if you go out there and just treat it just like any other game, even though it is a little bit bigger, I mean, I think emotionally you kind of just calm yourself down and slow the game down, which is what you need to in these situations.
What's been the coolest moment? I know it's a hard thing, but I always like ask, like, to pick out like the coolest moment, and it can be a text, it can be a moment, it can be seeing someone in the stands, it could be anything.
Really just having the crowd into the game the entire time. The past three games we've had at Fenway, wild card game, and then the two games in the ALDS, just having the crowd there and winning it in front of our home fans, to have them support us through this entire year has been amazing.
How much better are you right now than you were a year ago? A year ago, you were just going to Cressy's Performance Center, correct? Work out with Noah Syndergaard and Verlander and all these guys. And part of that process was to get to where you are now. But thinking back, how much better are you as a pitcher right now than a year ago?
I mean, for me, I think it's light years difference. A year ago, I was still learning to throw a splitter. A year ago, I didn't feel like I had near the command that I had with two-seam, four-seam, slider, splitter. Like, just all in all, like, body-wise, I feel about the same. I'm definitely a little bit stronger, and I think a little bit faster, maybe a little bit better conditioned. But in terms of just feeling the ball and feeling my mechanics, I feel like I've made major strides in that field, which before I would definitely consider myself a thrower, but now I feel like I'm more of a pitcher than I ever have been.
Another thing you subtly said at some point where I was talking to you, maybe it was on the radio, about living in the moment and not letting whatever happen get too much and just sort of like settling down more. One of the things that struck me when you were doing so well against the Rays was, like, you know, you were dealing, but you were sort of like, you could tell one pitch to the next. How much better have you become in that, and sort of not letting the moment take over you?
It's not even close. A year ago, I was really still working on doing it consistently, and now it's almost not become second nature, because there's always stuff to work on with the mental side of things, but it is a lifetime difference. I mean, it really has changed my life, being able to just live in the moment and just take a step back and just soak everything in for what it happened.
You have huge strikeouts, and you're like, you know, and you're just sort of walking around like...
Yeah, I mean, I could be super excited and get all hyped up, but that's not me. That's not my personality. I am one to have fun and dance around and jump around and do all that, but on the mound, I like to think of myself as a little bit more serious individual and locked into the moment and just not the one to be, you know, fist bumping and pounding on my chest. It's never been me.
You probably got more excited when you struck out Mookie Betts on field 5 in spring training like 3 years ago.
I would definitely say maybe I did. I remember that moment very well, because I sat there and I was like, facing Mookie Betts, I'm facing Xander Bogaerts, Vasquez. It was my first spring training, first outing of that spring training too, and next thing you know, I had the core four like in the box, and I was like, okay. And then they go on and win the World Series that year, so I was like, holy cow. Like, I still look back at that moment and put in one of the tops of my career, only because it was kind of like my first true taste of pro ball.
Oh, and I have it on video. You struck out both Mookie Betts and JD Martinez. The last thing is, like, along those lines, throughout this year, when you're talking about sort of getting better at it, that aspect of it, did someone help you with that? Did anyone talk to you? Or, you know, because, you know, this, you learn about everything. You learn about how to grip a baseball. You learn, but also learn about, okay, you know, just lower the heart rate, in the words of Ricky Bobby's father.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it with our mental skills people all the time, of just living in the moment. And throughout my entire career, whether it's been with the Red Sox, in college, just I've always been told, you know, just live in these moments. Like, you're going to want to, like, remember them for what they are. And I never really knew what that meant until probably the last year, and just understanding the moment of, all right, hey, like, I could be jumping around and having fun and doing all this stuff, but to take a step back, take a deep breath, and just, like, truly, like, look around and, like, block everything else out and just, like, sit there and watch and just, like, just taking every, like, sound, smell, whatever it is, in for what it really was. To do that, it's been a long road to get to that journey. I read a book last year, it was The Four Agreements, and that was a big moment where I read that book, and I was like, wow, like, it just made sense. And for anyone that hasn't read it, I highly recommend it, because I definitely feel like it changed me.
So before I lead you down this road, how did you find out about that book?
My fiance gave it to me.
And she did not mention another professional athlete who has also publicized the value of that book?
No, she did not. She likes reading more than I do, but she picked it up off Amazon, and she read it, and immediately, like, after, like, she was done with it, she's like, you need to read this book. And at the time, like, I was at the alt site, and she was down in Atlanta, and so she mailed me the book. And then next thing you know, I started reading it, and, like, I've reread it probably 2 or 3 times.
Have you? Okay, so, you know, I'm going to tell you now.
All right.
Tom Brady.
Really? I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
I didn't actually know that. That's a good, that's a cool fun fact.
Tom Brady made the reason I know this book and the reason like why most of New England knows about this book is because Tom Brady came out a few years ago and said, I read this every year.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah. Learn something new.
It works. That's it.
I mean, like, I know, like, people that are, you know, that are going to be reading and, you know, listening to it, like, are going to probably say BS, like, he didn't know that. But, like, actually, I didn't know that. Like, that's a genuine surprise to me. I mean, I've known actually a decent amount of people that have read it, and a lot of people have said, like, it's truly changed their lives. But, I mean, for anyone that's, like, even if, like, you don't feel like something's wrong in your life or you feel like you're right where you need to be in life, like, give it a chance because, like, it is an incredible book. It has an incredible message. It's not one of those books where it lists off 150 different things that you feel like you need to change in your life tomorrow to get to that mindset. It's four simple things just to, like, and that to me was, like, okay, like, I can change four things. Like,
it's
four things. Like, come on. On a day-to-day basis, like, I make four abstract decisions that don't matter anyway. So, like, why not make that change?
Listen, I think that between your success and a 44-year-old quarterback success, it's probably a good idea.
I would highly recommend it for everyone.
All right, Tara, thank you.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.